This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan is committing American forces to stopping the drug trade at its source. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the president is taking dramatic new steps to stem the tide of illegal drugs that is ruining so many lives and threatening so many of our young people. U.S. Army, Marine, and Air Force units stand ready to assist anti-drug missions by nations that have major facilities for producing illicit drugs. I say right on, Ted. We have to attack the drug problem on all fronts, supply as well as demand. That means educating our friends and neighbors about the dangers of drugs. It also means committing American resources to stemming the drug flow at its source. Too many fine young lives have been destroyed by drugs, Ted. Join me now in supporting President Reagan's new battle plan in the drug war.
Bob, I did a double take when I heard that American troops had landed in Bolivia. For a moment, I thought Rambo was loose again in the administration. Actually, I supported that mission, Bob, and I hope it means a genuine new commitment to all-out war against international drug traffic. So far, though, our actions haven't matched our rhetoric. 150 tons of cocaine and 12 tons of heroin, tons, Bob, were sold in the United States last year, yet funds for drug education were slashed 40%. Out of its total budget of $18 billion, the Department of Education put only $3 million into drug education. The sad thing, Bob, is that it takes an epidemic of crack and a tragedy like the death of Len Bias to shock the country into action. But with greater resources, tougher law enforcement, and better international cooperation, this is a war we can win. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the administration's favorite dictator, General Pinochet in Chile. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.